103.1 WOGB, the 70s and more. Big thrill for me to have this man on the phone right now. This man has been a member of legendary groups. He's had a marvelous solo career, and he's coming to Green Bay in February. His name, Dave Mason. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon.
And
nice to speak with you.
Same here. And you're calling from where?
Well, just to rub it in for you people up there in Green Bay, I'm in the Caribbean in St. Thomas.
Ouch. That's tough to take. Well, now, is this a vacation or do you live there year-round?
No. This is a vacation. I've been on the road. I've been on the road since January the 3rd.
Wow. Okay, you've earned the Caribbean then.
So,
and you're coming to the Widener Center Thursday, February 12th, 7:30 performance. Yeah. I can't wait to see you and all the music you're going to bring to Green Bay. That's going to be an exciting show, Dave.
It's great. It's excellent show. Great band.
Okay,
pretty much take you through a little 2-hour musical tour from Traffic all the way up to my current music on Futures Past. So
that's
it's a little bit of a musical travelogue.
That covers more decades than we probably want to admit to, but, I mean, you first came to prominence as a member of Traffic. I mean, we're talking major songs on Traffic. First of all, you wrote Feeling All Right, which was...
Yes.
Wow. That's a powerful song.
It's been very, very good to me. Out of 50 major artists have recorded it, and I pretty much assume that every garage band in the world has probably played it at some point. So.
I think you're right, yeah. And if only you had all those royalties, too.
Yeah, well,
What's with 50 different versions of Feeling All Right, including yours, what's your favorite?
Well, it would have to be Cocker's version. I mean, that's basically what spawned all the others.
He certainly interpreted that song marvelously, so yeah.
Yes. Well, he turned it into Feeling All Right, see? I mean, the fact of the matter is the song is, the actual song is about not feeling too good myself. So, because the title is Feeling All Right with a question mark. So.
Oh, okay, I follow you. Interesting. And then, I mean, you roll through the Traffic years, and I don't want to blow right past that, but your years with Steve Winwood, were those fun years? Were those tumultuous years?
No, it was great. It was a great time. We were young. We were kids, you know, do anything.
Steve Winwood, something of a prodigy. What a super group, Traffic, with you and Steve Winwood. Jim Capaldi, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chris Wood.
Your years with them, you have played with Clapton, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson sang on your song Save Me.
Yes.
Wow, I mean, I'm not telling you anything you didn't know, but I'm thinking, how do you pick and choose a repertoire in concert from all the work you've done?
Well, I have to be honest, I put things in there that are fun for us to play.
Okay.
If we're going to get up there and do this 4 or 5 nights a week...
Yeah,
for, you know, 6 or 7 months of the year, then it better be fun for us. So that's kind of how I approach it.
Excellent. Is every show different then for you? Do you kind of pick and choose from this vast
catalog? No. We have a pretty much a set show that will run for the year, but I leave enough room. And there's a lot of songs of mine, there's a lot of things of mine that leave room for the band to, you know, be spontaneous.
Okay.
In places.
Okay. What are some of the song highlights we're going to hear when you're at the Widener Center on the 12th of February?
Well, I'm hoping that every one of them will be in highlight.
Okay.
The show is kind of split up into two parts, and the first part is sort of stuff from the Traffic days, and I have a rearrangement of Love Spark of High Heel Boys that I put in there.
Okay.
A little rewrite on Dear Mr. Fantasy, which is cool. And then, obviously, I do the songs like We Just Disagree and Singing All Right and the ever requested Watchtower. So,
I want to get into that in a little bit. Let's play We Just Disagree right now, and we'll come back and talk more with Dave Mason. of Traffic and Fleetwood Mac and a gazillion other bands that just a massive music talent. But first, we just disagree on 103.1 WOGB.